This is a short selection from Shift Drink on Full Service Radio.
The Half Smoke in DC has a very special history, and that's kind of where you guys started, right? Was start with the Half Smoke?
Actually, no. I mean, the Half Smoke, we probably didn't even make one for maybe 6 months after we started selling. And so when we decided to do H Street Festival, we kind of were like, we have to make a Half Smoke. Like, we can't be a sausage company in DC without making a Half Smoke.
Sure.
And there's no recipes for Half Smokes in the world. They don't exist. It's always been a proprietary thing. And so we kind of just tried a bunch of recipes and...
But he came up with
Chad was made was the base recipe, yeah.
That made it
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we, it was just a lot of trial and error.
Can we take a second just to talk about the Half Smoke? Because it's a DC food.
It is. Yep.
Everybody kind of, like you said, there's no recipe for it. Yeah. Everybody kind of has their own take on it. I've asked Ben Chili Bowl, I'm like, what makes a Half Smoke a Half Smoke? And they're like, well, it's half smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many articles have been written about it?
Yeah. How do you half smoke anything? Like, it's either smoked or not, but...
But nobody's really sure. I mean,
there's no...
It's half beef, half pork.
It's all kind of oral history. I mean, I think the Ali family could say definitively what the half smoke is, but it doesn't seem to be a priority for them. They didn't invent the half smoke. They popularized it and made it the DC staple that it is.
Chili.
It's kind of interesting because, for iconic foods for many other cities, there is actually a long... written history, and it's like you either get it wrong or you get it right. Here it's a little bit wishy-washy.
Well, I guess mumbo sauce is the same way. There's no recipe for mumbo sauce either.
People have preferences, there's the fact that there's an all beef half smoke, but then the standard quote-unquote is a mixture of beef and pork, that's it's pretty dramatic difference.
Well, and also, I mean, fresh versus cured.
Right.
What's a half smoke now is kind of more like a spicy, jumbo dog.
Yeah.
Really I think the kind that we make is a little bit more old fashioned. Really, really old people will come in and they'll be this is what I remember. People in their 60s and 70s, they're this is what a half smoke used to taste like.
That's
the best feeling.
That has to be awesome.
The best feeling.
For the rest of this episode, visit shiftdrink.fullserviceradio.org or search the iTunes store for Shift Drink.